Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner. Reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ plus podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice on there. It can be unpretty at times.
Today is Friday, June 24th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I've accomplished a lot today. Well, really this week. I've accomplished a lot at work. Mark and I did a lot of planning. And, you know, getting our trip ready to go. It's interesting when you tell people you're traveling. I found, especially when you say you're going to Europe, everyone has helpful tips. You know, Baron Frosty was telling me what kind of shoes I need to wear so I don't have to pack any, which I appreciate it. But it's just, it's funny, like so many people were at work. You know, when I tell people, I mentioned in a meeting today that we're going to Europe, and someone on the meeting who's not generally super talkative about, you know, like personal lives and all that was like, oh my gosh. I took a backpacking tour across Europe when I was in college, and you should definitely plan your train rides at night and do a sleeper train. Of course, that's not going to work for us because literally Venice and Florence are an hour and a half apart via high-speed train, even less. So, I mean, how are we going to sleep? You know, they don't even have a sleeper car because it's only an hour and a half trip. But yeah, and he had all this advice and everything, and that's fine. But anyway, everyone's been very helpful. We saw one YouTube video that says, don't go to Venice because of all these reasons. It's sinking. There's going to be water in the buildings, and the crowds are going to be horrible, and like pickpockets and all that. Anyway, you know, I'm willing to risk all of that stuff to visit this bucket list place of, you know, that I've always wanted to visit. All of these places, actually. Venice, Florence, Rome, Barcelona, Palma de Mallorca, Provence. Really, Provence is the only one, and Palma de Mallorca, those are two that were not necessarily on my list. Spain in general was on my list. Barcelona. Barcelona, as we say it in the U.S., was, you know, on my list mainly because, you know, I was very interested in, and I don't even know why, but I've always been very interested in the architecture of Gaudi. And now for some reason, I feel like that's wrong, but it is Gaudi. I'm pretty sure it's Gaudi. You know, I've just been, yes, it is. I just Googled it to make sure. My brain doesn't work anymore. So, you know, they're all bucket list places, and you could tell me, you know, anything. Oh my God, Adam, there's a chance you might get shot. You know, I'm gonna go. These are bucket list items, you know. But we've done all that. And then Pride 48 wise, as I said, Daniel and I made the schedule. I have updated the website with a preliminary schedule. It's just a screenshot of the schedule. I will go in when I have time and do a more detailed with album art and all that kind of stuff like I generally do. But right now it's just a screenshot of the spreadsheet because I wanted to get it in there fast. I was able to, you know, talk to John Ong and make sure he's still going to be able to do technical support like he does every year in training and get him the information that he needed for that. I was able to set up the form that we use for you to register for technical training. And so that's ready to go. I'm doing a little bit of testing on it. I made a couple of changes from the previous year and I want to make sure everything's working. So we're not going to make that available until over the weekend, I think. We will email all the participants and give them all the information that they need, including the link to register. So, and I'll be doing that over the weekend, but that's another thing on my list of tasks to do. And then we have a State of the Station tonight. So any of you that are listening to this and have time to get over there, make sure at 10 p.m. Eastern, you go to pride48.com and listen to the State of the Station. We're only taking, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. We're just giving out, you know, the details that we need to get out and going. And then if you want to hang around for Mix Minus, you know, that's that we have a lot of fun doing Mix Minus. So that's great. So, yeah, last night. So I occasionally, you know, in life, I will have headaches. And sometimes those headaches go down into my neck, or maybe they start in my neck and then go up to my head. And I'm a hypochondriac, so I'm like, oh my God, neck pain, cancer, or or I'm having a stroke. The blood has been cut off to my brain and my neck is hurting, you know, or I'll just think all these horrible things, right? Probably none of them are true. Maybe, you know, hopefully that's the hope. But anyway, so I anyway, occasionally I will have pain. And it also could be because I've been sleeping a little bit weird on my pillow. I don't want to get into details about why, but it has to do with my hair. Anyway, I don't really want to go into details on it, but I'm trying not to mess up my hair. And so I've always been a back sleeper, but I started sleeping on my side and it is horrible. I don't know how you people sleep on your side because my arm falls asleep and I get those prickly pins and needle feelings in my arm. My, you know, that's the main thing that happens is my arm falling asleep. But I woke up at 3:30 maybe. And my neck was hurting so bad. And it was like a headache, but in my neck. So it's not even like, you know, when you pull a muscle or something like that. It's literally like a sinus headache or like a pressure headache, but in my neck. And then at one point, you know, the temple of my, like over my eyeball on that same side, that was having a little bit of pain as well. I don't think it was a stroke. I didn't smell, you know, almonds or whatever you smell. And I can still talk and walk and move and everything like that. But it hurt so bad. And I was tossing and turning because I could not get in a position, like it was just hurting, like I couldn't go back to sleep. And so I got up and I do my very best not to wake up Mark, because he has told me many times in the past that if he wakes up, he has a really hard time falling back to sleep, and it can take an hour or two for him to fall back. And then he loses, you know, 1 or 2 hours of sleep in the middle of the night. So I try not to move at all because he's a light sleeper as well. None of this is true about me. I can fall right back to sleep. I'm a heavy sleeper. Nothing wakes me up, you know, other than going to pee and apparently when my neck hurts. But anyway, so I was, you know, tiptoeing, you know, kind of slipping out of the bed. And our light in our... So our bedroom is connected directly to the master bedroom bathroom. So I go in there because I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a Tylenol. I'm going to get 3 Tylenols. I'm going to take some medicine, you know? And so I do that. So I go in there. I'm slowly pulling the Tylenol bottle out of the cabinet above the toilet. I don't want to make any, I don't want to shake the pills and, you know, possibly wake here. Sometimes if Sydney sleeps with us, that's our dog. And if I wake her up and sometimes like she's been deep asleep or something and she hears a noise, she'll bark. And that would definitely wake him up. So I'm trying not to make any noise. So I don't want to wake Sydney up. I don't want to wake Mark up. I don't, you know, nothing. I get that. And then to get to the other room, I need to walk through our closet. So our walk-in closet connects to the rest of the house. It connects to the entryway, and then I go into the living room. So I don't have to go back through the bedroom. The thing is, our lights in the master closet are automatic. They're motion activated. So I'm worrying, oh no, maybe the light will wake up. I'm so worried about waking him up. Anyway, so I get to the living room. I take my medicine. And I lay on the couch for about 45 minutes. Finally, the Tylenol starts kicking in and I'm able to get back in bed. Luckily, I did not wake him up because this morning I talked to him and he said he didn't even know I got out of bed. So crisis averted, but oh my God, that hurt so bad. But luckily the Tylenol, and it's not hurting today. So I don't really know. I'm fine now. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I will talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.